Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
I wish B was here because we are about to talk about the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons are 36-29 and currently sixth in the Eastern Conference, just one game behind fourth place.
Man, the East is terrible.
Which is a huge turnaround for a franchise that only won 31 games over the previous two seasons. Who deserves credit for this turnaround? And is Cade Cunningham a top five point guard in the league right now?
Top five. JB Bickerstaff and the front office deserve the most credit just for the continuity and adults finally being in the room. Get Monty Williams the fuck up out of here, dude. Like, that was just that was honestly just egregious. It's an egregious signing. Monty Williams in the huddle giving, you know what I'm saying, like sermons and shit. And
he didn't want to coach.
Bro, he didn't want to coach at all. He just took the money. And we're over here down 30. I agree. But also, I mean, if you're grieving like that, then it's like, bro, like, take some time for yourself, bro. Like, don't bring the sermons to our huddle when we're down 30 to the Lakers, bro. Like, this is not the time. But Cade Cunningham, I'm not really sure where I have him at. I think that he's an amazing talent also. You could say he's top five, and I won't argue it. I probably got to see one more season before I rank a guy like that just because of how bad the team has been. But he's an amazing, great handle. Really, really good around the basket. I think his shot can also even get better, which is kind of scary for where he's at in his development. And I think he has kind of some fuck you type of attitude to him as well when he gets pretty pissed off, which I think is good for a point guard. So Pistons deserve a lot of credit. The East is horrendous, though. So let's not act like 36-29. That is like the fact that that's like in contention and not even in the play-in. The East is so bad, and the Sixers have just broken my heart the last two years. But, great, great, great season. And shout out to the front office for finally getting it right and putting adults in the room, like Tobias Harris. That was a pretty smart signing. Good deal, too. So
true. New front office. The new front office, I got to give a shout out. I'm going to echo your point, Q. JB Bickerstaff, he's obviously the coach of the year, in my opinion, or at least should be a top two candidate. His name is Trayvon or Langdon, the president.
Trayvon Langdon.
Dude, he's the reason why this turnaround has happened. I'll give him a lot of credit for that. It's a trifecta of him, JB, and Cade. I do think that Cade is a top five. We're talking about right now. He's a top five point guard. His numbers are insane. I like what they're doing in Detroit. They're fine. I mean, shit, after 20 years, it's about all them damn first round picks. Something had to shake. Shout out to the Pistons. Shout out to B. You know what I'm saying? He got something to root for outside of the line. So Detroit's up right now.
Yeah, I was 2 years too early on Detroit because I've always felt that Detroit had the talent. They just weren't able to put it together. But again, you got to give credit to my theory. 3 to 5. What year is this for Cade Cunningham? Year 5. And we're starting to see him ascend. Same thing with Jalen Green. We saw Jalen Green really start to ascend last year. But at the end of the day, it's 3 to 5. Do I put him in as a top five point guard? 100%. Are the Detroit Pistons scary? I'm going to say no, but I think the biggest thing for them is playoff experience. They got to get to the dance. They got to experience what that playoff atmosphere is like, and they will grow exponentially from it because, you know, we were talking about OKC being young. Detroit is relatively young as well. I think for the majority of their players, a little bit further along, they've been in the league longer. But that all that being said, JB Bickerstaff is the main reason why we've seen this turnaround, and he is my coach of the year candidate, leading the pack, in my opinion. He should definitely win it for the amazing turnaround that they've had this season. I feel you. 37-29 doesn't sound crazy, but when you're coming from where Detroit came from, they might as well be 82-0. That's what this feels like.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's relative to the situation. And here's the thing now, maybe not this year, but next year they definitely have expectation. You know, regardless of whatever they do in the playoffs.
I thought you was gonna say JJ Redick was coach of the year.
Nah. I said JJ deserves to be in the conversation in the top three.
He's in the top three.
But Bickerstaff is the guy. Bickerstaff is number one on
I mean, team. Can you not? I mean, I personally think it's the Cleveland coach, but I think that JJ or, you know, Bickerstaff are like deserving. Like, I think we should, you know, damn near consider all three of them because Cleveland's on a crazy run right now and they actually do look scary, you know?
Yep. They're truly a contender.
Yeah.
Lou told me backstage Jason Kidd should get it, but,
whoa.
Dude, I said that's an AO. That's an AO crazy boy.
But yeah.
And he started off. Can we start off saying Lou told me backstage?
Yeah, like what's going on?
Boy.
Hey.
Go ahead, show.
Nigga running a daily offense.
Yeah, JB for me deserves the credit. And the reason being is he brought out that monster, the player Jesus. That Right. That's another one.
Hey, Shell, just type your response in the chat.
Just type it, Man, he brought the best player out.
That monster was crazy.
Man, I didn't even get to finish it and caught myself.
He's still going.
He made Cade. He brought out the best player in Cade, and that's saying a lot. Y'all know Cade was one of my guys that I really, really like watching play. So, Cade is serious, man. Yeah.
Y'all are some children, man. That needs to be finished. Damn. You know what? I agree with you, Sheldon. I agree with you.
Thank you.
You heard Spike Lou in the backstage said the same thing, too. You agree with me?
Hey,
bro, you hear me? Like, you hear me?
Man.
Oh. Hey, what up, though? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a heap of that monster.
Man, look. Oh man.
Nah, but I got high hopes for the Pistons. I think they go I don't know who they're gonna see first round. I see people in the chat talking about the first round of the East for the playoffs gonna be egregious against professional sports.
Or you can't pay me to watch this shit. Like,
oh man,
that might surprise you. You might get a Knicks Pacers.
You know what? And watch it be actually good this year. The year this is gonna be trash. This is gonna be good watch.
It could be. I don't think the Knicks are gonna get higher than three. So it could be them versus the Pistons or something like that, some combination.
You know, I it's interesting. I haven't watched a lot of the Pistons play, and I keep waiting for it to not be real. You know, throughout the season, I was just like, all right, at some point they're gonna fall apart. And for them to continue to win games, you know, and I thought it was going to happen when like Jaden Ivey got hurt and I was like, okay, you know, but they're still managing, finding ways to win games. And I remember watching them, it was the last year, the year before, and, they would play really, really well for like 3-4 quarters. And then that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Would the lack of experience would show up, and they would just find ways to lose games. And of course, Monty was coaching then, and you guys are talking about Bickerstaff being the difference on this team in regards to coach, but I also think just experience and losing a lot of those games, a lot of close games, over the last couple of seasons, you know, it gives them a lot of resolve, and then it just continued to add to the talent pool that they had. With of course, Cade being a one of their guys, and then Allen, Jalen Duran, and you know you got one of the Thompson twins who's finally getting some run because of injuries.
We see what his brother is doing out there in Houston. He's playing well. And I don't know if Algier, if the one in Detroit, you know, had similar talents, because I, of course, I didn't watch him in college. But Kate is finally living up to the promise he's shown. You know, early on, you know, he used to stay hurt. He would be injury prone. He would put up numbers, but he couldn't stay on the court. And this year he's managing to stay on the court. And, you know, I have to give Detroit credit. They did not panic. And they went out and, I guess, speaking of what FIFA was talking about earlier, went out and got, you know, some veterans to come in and provide some stability in Tobias Harris. Because when that signed into place, I'm like,
what's that sound crazy?
I know it does, because, you know, what was he going to do? But it managed to work out. His contributions are working out. But I'm definitely going to start paying more attention to them as we get ready to head into the playoffs to see first round exit. Can they scare a team and maybe take a team to make it a 6-game series? Or, you know, will they get swept? Like, how legit are they with what they have? But, you know, as far as K being top five,
you seen his numbers, Ken?
I have, and I remember watching. I was like, "Oh man, he's you can see the talent." I think he's contending for a top five spot. I mean, I would have to let's see how we do it. Who would be top five right now? Who
already, I mean, you already know it's SGA,
right?
Yeah. I guess
it would probably be more entertaining to get Spike's top five.
What?
It will be more entertaining to get Spike's top five, probably.
Who's your top five point guards in the league right now, Luke?
Michael Parsons.
I would say Brunson.
Gary Payton.
Okay.
SGA.
Okay.
I would still put Steph in there.
Okay.
Steve Nash.
Why are you saying no to the Dame, Lou?
I wouldn't put Dame in there. I think he's too old.
Dame Hooper.
That's ages.
He going crazy this year, but, you know, it's Milwaukee. They're not getting the push.
Yeah.
Kyrie still in there, or are you taking him out because he's old?
Saying Kyrie is old.
I wouldn't put Kyrie in there, but I would put Luka in there as a point guard and put him there.
Yeah.
Four.
I probably count that.
And then the fifth one would be him.
Yeah, it'd have to be. That's what I'm saying. Like when you get to four, then you realize, okay, I got to put
No John Morant. You're not really rocking with y'all right now?
I haven't seen enough of him this season for me to.
I know his team is good, but it don't seem like they depend on him to be a great point guard.
They've moved off Ja. Completely, yes. The league has moved off Ja. They said no
because the guns.
Nobody want to deal with Ja.
Man, can't nobody express their Second Amendments? Like, this shit crazy.
De'Aaron Fox.
Man, Ja not being in the top five.
Think De'Aaron Fox is better than him?
The question is right now. That's what I'm trying to say. Right now. That's why I'm not saying like this isn't like. In the NBA for the next 2-3 years, like you know how we sometimes
right now fives. It's right now. I get that.
Yeah, right now I can't say Ja is top five.
Or De'Aaron Fox.
The Spurs aren't good enough yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, LaMelo.
I would put K to five. To your point, Q, I would put K to five.
Okay. That's what's up. And that's Spike's top five, everybody. So y'all welcome. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Q, I can't wait to football season. Football season, I'm getting back at you, Q. You got it right now with basketball season.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I wish I could get reach out to B. I did check to see if he was still recording, but they are still on air with Dead and Gaming because you know he got a lot to say.
Boy, I know we got to do a Detroit, just like how we did for the Lions. Hopefully, he don't jinx him like he did.
Yeah. Yep.